We start on this Monday evening with arts news from Alan Carr. And you're starting, Alan, with the news that there's an online petition to get Joan Burton to apologise to Metallica fans.
Well, the tarnished and recently elected leader of the Labour Party has come under a rain of fire from metal fans who are demanding that she apologise for comments she made about metalheads at the weekend. In an interview with the Irish Sun, she was asked about the Garth Brooks Croke Park gigs. Yes, those again. And she claimed that fans of the country crooner were a tame bunch, unlike their metal loving counterparts who would be, quote, causing problems for the neighbours. Now, this did not strike a resounding power chord with metalers, and one fan, Keith Caffrey of Skerries in County Dublin, has started an online petition which reads, many of our friends and fans were outraged by Joan Burton's recent remarks in an Irish newspaper where she took a swipe at all Metallica metal fans by generalising us all as troublemakers, showing that she is completely clueless and out of touch with a huge section of the Irish and worldwide metal population. We call on Joan Burton to publicly apologise to Metallica and all metal fans for her disparaging and clueless remarks. I checked Kevin's petition just before we came on air, Sean, and it now has 800 signatures. Now, I'm in no way a fan of heavy metal, but I can safely say they're among the nicest, most well-behaved people I've ever met.
J.D. Salinger's stories are to be published after being out of print for 70 years.
The Young Folks, Go See Eddie and Once a Week Won't Kill You are the tantalising titles of three short stories written by the young Salinger in the 1940s. Independent publisher DeVault Graves says that Three Early Stories is the first legitimately published book by J.D. Salinger for some 50 years. Now, as someone who thinks Salinger's 1953 short story Teddy is among the best ever written, I'm really looking forward to these.
And finally then, a new type of mashup, Simpsons and Family Guy.
Well, the families who put the fun in dysfunction will meet on screen in September, and a clip has been released of what happens when the four-fingered yellow ones meet the Caucasian Irish Boston clan. We see Homer and Peter having a street brawl over what or who is the king of beers, and Bart introduces Stewie to the art of phone pranking. Now, a lot of fans of both shows are not exactly mad about this meetup, and to be fair, the producers do make lots of gags about their reservations, but I do wonder, will we see a cartoon version of the Fonz from Happy Days on water skis in his trademark leather jacket jumping over a shark?
Thank you very much to Alan Carr, and more on RTE 10, the Entertainment Network.